The two leaders discussed bilateral relations and regional cooperation on peace, security, economic development at the Rwanda summit in Khartoum. At a joint news conference afterward, Sudanese Information Minister Faisal Mohamed Saleh read a final communique from Ahmed and Hamdok on the River Nile Dam project.
Both sides emphasize the imperative of exerting every possible effort to attain a successful conclusion of the ongoing trilateral negotiation under the auspices of the AU, leading to a win-win formula that would make the GERD a vehicle for regional integration between the riparian countries.
Hamdok met with Egyptian Prime Minister Mustafa Madbouly in Khartoum last week, when both leaders expressed their support for African Union-led negotiations over the Ethiopian dam and water rights. Aside from improving peace and democracy in the region, Saleh says both Sudan and Ethiopia want to promote economic development for all countries affected by the Ethiopian dam.
Both governments reiterated mutual support for each other in their endeavors to attain and consolidate peace, stability, democracy, and development in their respective countries. They expressed shared conviction that, given the historical, cultural, social, and economic ties between the two brotherly peoples, embarking on regional integration is the way forward to fulfill their people's aspiration in peace, development, and Pan-African unity.
Saleh says Prime Minister Ahmed expressed his full support to the Sudanese transitional government and vowed to help it achieve lasting peace and economic prosperity.
The Ethiopian delegation was briefed about the progress in the ongoing peace talks in Juba and the imminent peace agreement between the transitional government of Sudan and the armed struggle forces. The efforts of the transitional government to overcome the economic difficulties inherited from the ousted regime and to address challenges of socio-economic development and strengthening democracy in the country were also highlighted.
Sudanese journalist Izzeddine Arbab, who has followed Ethiopia-Sudan relations for years, says the purpose of Ahmed's visit was to hear directly from Sudanese officials regarding their position on the dam project.
Both countries are very concerned about the attitude of Sudan regarding this dam. The Cuban side wanted to hear clearly. Sudan is very concerned as Egypt about the feeling of the dam.
Arbab believes Ahmed's visit was also aimed at evaluating the progress of the shared military-civilian transitional government in Sudan. Ethiopia played a significant role in resolving differences between the two sides after the ouster of longtime President Omar al-Bashir. Sudan, Egypt, and Ethiopia have all presented their draft proposals to the African Union over the management of Addis Ababa's giant hydroelectric dam. Egypt and Sudan worry the dam will threaten their vital water supplies, while Ethiopia considers the dam crucial to its plan for economic development. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.